Christmas show, it's time for the Sarah Christmas show. Gas up the minivan, here we go, it's time for the Sarah Christmas show.
Podcast.
Woke up and realized I was free to be anything. If it wasn't integrity with what I dreamed, I knew it couldn't be wrong and it would be done. I was born to be Earth's song, and I feel like I'm running, not away, but to take off and fly, using this life as a runaway. I feel like I'm running, not away, but to take off and fly, using this life as a runaway. Gone to sleep in other worlds I've seen, when my thoughts turn into things, magical and tangible, and oh my, how friends.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. I was just telling producer Nathan over here, who doesn't like to be called a producer.
No, not at all, actually.
He hates it, but he's doing things that producers do. And if he wasn't here, the podcast would just be me talking into my talk boy that I kept since Home Alone 2. I've been saving it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Christman.
Hello.
It turns out you got to watch a very interesting program.
Mm.
One that I've neglected to discuss with you because I wanted you to talk about it on the podcast.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I was saving it for the microphone, as I often do.
So what is it?
I got to watch Conan O'Brien Can't Stop today because, you know, I thought I had missed it because we're here stranded in Texas, and they only did the film one night at the Texas Theater down in Oak Cliff, and I missed it. And
I just wanted to let you know.
You got to go see it?
They were showing it at the Landmark, the Inwood. What was this about?
It covered the tour that he went on, the legally prohibited from television tour that he took. It was him and his writers and the band. So they hit 44 towns, a lot of college towns, and went and just connected with the fans that were, you know, at that point, I mean, there were riots everywhere. I burned down a Buick myself in the design district, and it kind of went unnoticed because we had a lot of snow.
Was this as if you had purchased a ticket to that show, or was this a documentary about the behind the scenes?
It was a documentary. Yeah, it was a documentary following the process of being out on the road and the dynamic of that, of like essentially like road vaudeville after being in a studio for so long. And he's in this, you know, he's in an extremely precarious place emotionally after, I mean, we all were.
So, I mean,
I think America was angry.
What was it about? I mean, what happened? Like,
it was about, we watched, like,
something.
You could see, like, the rehearsals. You could see what he was like backstage. Like, when, Eddie Vedder came out one of the cities and did Baba O'Reilly, and it was magical. And you just see, like, kind of the road wear on Conan, and he's just like, I'm having this great time, and this is like me raw, and it's, you know, this is a fantastic experience that I needed, but it's almost over, so we're ready. And then it ends, and, you know, he's in his TBS studio, so it was very exciting. It was very exciting. I'm going to call and harass my friend, Rob Dean is a camera operator for Conan. And whenever I'm out in LA, I get to work with him. And so he spends his days with Conan, and then his evening is chasing me around while I traipse up and down Hollywood.
Wait,
not as
I gotta get you up here because we're jumping around. Why would you be in LA? What is, you live here.
I do live here.
You do stand up here.
Yes.
You write here.
I do.
So why LA? What's in LA?
Hollywood is there in Los Angeles, and they have cameras and cool clothes and people to talk to and
so
Conan. So I head out there and we film episodes
you shoot
of the show.
What?
Episodes of the Chrisman Show.
Oh, that's right.
The video version of the show.
The Chrisman Show.
Yes. Yes.
And so you go to L.A.
Mm-hmm. Go to L.A. And my production team, we're putting together a tour for 2012. And we're hitting at least 12 cities stateside.
City in 12 cities. That doesn't work. You should have gone 10. You could have ripped it off. Intensity in 10 cities would have been awesome.
We will do 10 cities, but then we'll do some more, too.
At least two more?
At least. Yeah, at least two more. So it's exciting. I got to see the schedule for next year, and it's, you know.
Sounds fun.
It
sounds fun. So you're going to go on tour. You're going to hit all these cities. What are some of the cities? Give it away. What can you give away? What can you tell? Tell me everything. I want to know everything.
We will be in Los Angeles.
Tell me everything.
Yeah, we'll be. I can't tell you everything.
Why not?
But.
Why not?
Because I have confidentiality.
That is bull.
Agreements.
That is some malarkey right there.
I can only tell you that much.
You're going to tease me about being in LA.
I'm teasing
about doing
all
your
of
show
you.
About going to 12 cities, but I don't get to know anything else. You're so mean. That's mean.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Cold. I want a hype man to follow me around and just say, cold.
You're so mean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna whisper it to really emphasize.
Way to sabotage the podcast.
Oh, really? So you're going on, when does this tour start, at least?
In January. End of January in Los Angeles.
We were still interested.
Yes.
God, you're friggin' cliffhanger. When do we get to see all this stuff?
That'd be
January 2015.
Yeah. By the time I'm 40, you'll all know what I'm talking about.
So you have a gig. When?
Saturday, August 13th at the Addison Improv at the 11:30 p.m. show with Raj Sharma, Jason James, Justin Foster, and Tyson Pfeiffer. And I'm not a waitress this time.
So you really were a waitress at the Edison Improv?
I really was. Yeah, absolutely.
You waited
tables.
Tables
mm-hmm.
at the Addison Improv.
Sometimes in the front two sections.
When was this?
Know,
when was this?
This was about 2 years ago, 2008, 2009.
2008, 2009.
Yeah, not very long ago.
2008, 2009.
It was right about the time that Mark Agee and Aaron Amanpour and Raj Sharma and all of them were kind of, you know, hopping the circuit.
And so they're on stage.
Yeah.
You're waitressing.
Yes.
And then, if I may make a plug, this Saturday, August 13th, 11:30 p.m., Addison Improv, you can catch Sarah Chrisman waitressing. Is that not right?
Not right.
Is that not like a 2-year anniversary waitressing
Yay!
Gig? That's not what you meant by you have a gig?
Yeah, like me doing whippets behind the bar. No.
That's how you tell that joke. That's how you do that joke. You lead into it. You build up to it.
You're right. That
That's
was
how you
much
do
better.
That one.
That is much better.
Nailed it. Because we already brought it up way in advance. So.
Well, you can edit that part out.
Never. Again, nothing.
Why aren't you editing things out of this?
I'm going to edit this heavily. But I don't want them.
Yeah, no, this is one seamless conversation.
Absolutely.
I haven't sounded like an ass at any point.
Neither of us have.
Nope.
We both nailed this conversation.
Let's talk about what's happening with the rest of the show. Do you want to?
Absolutely.
Spoiler alert. Nathan had a good idea.
It really wasn't. It was an idea.
It's a good idea.
Anywho.
Don't argue with me.
I'm going to argue until now. I'm done.
Okay. So we are going to the Backdoor Comedy Club this evening. regular Thursday haunt for the trolls of the stand-up circuit in DFW. And we're going to bring our iRig microphone and do three-minute interviews in honor of the three-minute sets that we get to do for the good people of the Doubletree Hotel.
I love how you couldn't introduce that without, one, referring to the Backdoor Comedy Club as a haunt, and two, referring to all the comedians as trolls. That was awesome. You really don't want to make friends with this podcast, do you? No, I get it. We're all trolls.
It's a term of endearment.
Is it? Is it?
I didn't call you a troll specifically.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, so am I.
So yeah, we're going to have 3-minute interviews. 3 minutes. They have 3 minutes. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And so you don't have to just listen to us bicker back and forth. You can also listen to us get into tete-a-tete.
Yeah, we're going to get an argument with a third person.
Yeah.
It's going to be gonna, awesome.
We're going to bring in a volatile personality. Someone who probably doesn't like us.
I'm going to pee on them. Just a little.
Just a little.
Pee in them.
Yeah. Orally.
Just a pee. A little pee. Not a lot of pee. A little pee. So, Saturday, August 13th,
Saturday.
Addison Improv, 11:30 p.m. Catch her.
I'm going to wear a party dress.
Featuring for Raj Sharma.
Oh, Raj Sharma. We love him. We're very, very thankful that he had the silly whim to put me on this gig. I'm very excited about it. It'll be fun. We're going to have a good time.
Is this... Is that what we're going to close on?
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a good time.
Whoa. I've got to stop wooing into this microphone. I hate myself immediately when it happens.
Yeah, that's pretty...
It's horrible.
I don't know why you do it. Exactly. We're not taking shots. We're at a frat party. And there's no naked chicks. You're just... Woo!
Just,
ow!
Like there's...
Long
Island iced tea.
You wasted on that Gatorade.
This, okay, I do want to talk about the Gatorade really quick, actually, because this is quality programming.
She's plugging it.
My 7-Eleven near my office is run by this gentleman named Igor, and he won that show Undercover Boss, and they gave him the 7-Eleven, and he's so lovely. It's like a beautiful Eastern European musical. Every time, like one time I went in there and they were like, oh, we're so happy to see you today. They were playing this slow jam version of I Just Called to Say I Love You, and it was quite magical. And Igor suggested that I try the new G-Series Gatorade Lime Cucumber, Limon Pepino. This is the most refreshing thing I've ever drank in my life. This is why I evolved into a lizard, and I don't mind the heat anymore. I can totally handle Texas now.
So for those of you that were keeping count, those three plugs.
Yeah, I Gatorade.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
And Undercover Boss.
Undercover. That's a reference because that's a television program.
Okay.
And Igor is Spice of Life. He's okay. My local grocer.
Okay.
And Gatorade is the most refreshing beverage that has ever passed my lips. Mm.
I think we drilled down to the bedrock, to the real plug.
Send me some Limon Pepino. I want it.
That's what she's saying.
I'm thirsty.
Give us some juice. She wants that juice. All right. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan.
Boom.
All right. Let's go on to our next segment.
Nobody jumps, knows what many never knew. That our dream is only real when it starts inside you. Believe will take you far to the moon, the sun, and stars. And she walks down the block with all the hope in her heart, despite the blues of vanity ways. Even when it is bleak, she knows. What she believes will take her far. She's a
Hello, this is Sarah Christman again, and we are in the inner sanctum of the DoubleTree Hotel with Scott Crisp, and we're here. Why are we at the back door this evening, Scott?
I was told there was an open mic here.
Anytime there's a mic and some chairs, you show up there.
Pretty much, yeah. And booze helps, too.
It does, and they have that there, too.
They do. Expensive booze, but booze nonetheless.
And there's cougars around to help you out with that part.
Well, I'll say yes, but, you know, wink.
It's a good week. Now, Scott, how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy for a little over 3 months now.
Okay, so you're a freshman too.
Yeah, I'm a noob, as the nerds would say.
I think you're kind of like the quarterback of the freshman team, though, I would say.
The quarterback of the freshman
team?
Yeah,
I think you're kind of a quarterback.
But the quarterback of the freshman team doesn't get any girls because the senior, like, backup quarterback is getting all the freshman girls.
It's okay, I'm pretty sure.
So I get middle grade freshman girls?
Yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
I guess middle grade freshman high school girls will have to do.
It gets better. It gets better.
I should hope so.
It really does. Okay, now why did you choose comedy?
I don't know. I've always felt like I always loved comedy growing up, and I sort of always wanted to try it, and I was just too much of a pussy to try it, and then one day it just weighed on me and weighed on me until I was like, fuck it, like I have to do this, you know, I have to get up at least.
Mm-hmm. And are you chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate or vanilla? Can I get like a swirl? Is that an option?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm down with the swirl.
Absolutely. Okay. Who are your top comic influences?
Influence? I don't even know about. I would say that's a loaded question. You have to say like Carlin and Pryor and all, but like all the obvious legends, but really love Galifianakis comes to mind, which I hate saying because I have a beard and get compared to him far too often just for having a beard.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis, after a year on the Shake Weight, I believe.
That's how I was introduced, yeah.
That's how you're introduced most nights.
Oh, man, I don't know. I love Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle is awesome. John Mulaney is someone that I've seen lately that... I thought it was really awesome, but it's hard. It's kind of hard to say.
Wonderful. Now, what most important question of the night, white meat or dark meat?
Ooh, dark meat. Bring those juices.
All right, now we've kidnapped David Jessup. Hello, sir. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Welcome to the show. David, why do we know you from around town? Because I see you everywhere.
I have been performing like a lot, like, and doing a lot of stuff lately for, like, the last year.
Like the backdoor weekends?
Yeah, yeah. I try to do, like, two or three open mics a week, and on the weekends I try to do backdoor or other showcases or mm-hmm. ad-libs. Mm-hmm. I try to split my time between stand-up and improv. The first comedy teacher I ever took was Greg Wilson. He's a Dallas comic that moved to L.A., but he told me what worked for him was doing both, mm-hmm. and it could open doors a lot faster. A lot of people just do improv or just do stand-up, mm-hmm. and you kind of limit your opportunities, so I'm trying to do both.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Cool. I'm a student of both myself. It's a good one. Yes. Now, why did you choose comedy?
I was a musician for like 20 years, and eventually my body kind of broke down, and I couldn't do it anymore, and I've always been a kind of funny guy and always the wacky guy that would make funny jokes at a show at the fat chick mm-hmm. in the front row. So I just kind of, it was just a natural progression going from music. I already had experience being on stage. And originally I was in a sketch comedy troupe, Flesh Eating Robots. And then I went from that to working on a cartoon. And then that turned out badly. I got screwed over by my best friend and co-writer on the cartoon, but after that happened, and him and another comic got a deal on Fox, 6-month development deal. After that happened, and I was devastated, I was like, well, I can either, you know, feel sorry for myself and quit and just go play Xbox, or I can do this for real. And so my wife really pushed me to do it, and that's when I started taking classes at Ad Libs and started coming to the back door and open mics and really focusing on it, and ever since then, I've been taking any kind of comedy class I could take. Like I said, Greg Wilson, I've done Gary Sine's class, and now I've done Dean Lewis's. And they each brought something different, and I've learned something. And so I've just been doing that.
Excellent. Chocolate or vanilla?
Ooh, vanilla. Excellent. And it's not because I'm racist.
Who are your top comic influences?
Andy Kaufman. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of character comedy. That's what I did originally. I don't do that much anymore, but I did a character called Steve Awesome mm-hmm. and Lance Hammer. But I loved how Andy Kaufman would make the audience confused. Yeah. Like they just didn't know.
All right. White meat or dark meat?
Oh, dark, because I'm not a racist.
What's your approach to writing a joke?
Be real, something personal. You know, I just try to take something personal that's happened to me and then try to work on the whole setup and punchline from there. But, yeah, always be real. That way no one else can take it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, David Jessup. We really appreciate your time.
You're today. Welcome. Bye.
Bye. Okay, and we are here with the esteemed Brian Rickstraw. Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Brian is best known for his work with the Dyer Open Mic at
yes.
Dyer Street on Monday evenings at 8:30.
Yes.
How are you enjoying that gig?
It's fun. It's fun. A lot of comics go out there. It's a good time, and everybody has fun.
Good. I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much. I often call it the Gryffindor Comedy Room.
And you always do well there, too.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I love it very much. Now, why did you choose comedy?
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it's something to always think about. It's a challenge, and I enjoy being around comics because they usually let you down. And that's that's how I grew. No, seriously. I always wanted to do it, didn't get into it until I was in my early 30s. And so I enjoy it. It's fun.
Interesting. Chocolate or vanilla?
Like women? Or
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Excellent choice.
We call that a swirl.
That's
yeah.
a swirl, yeah, yeah. Oreo. Who are your top comic influences?
Greg Giraldo, for mm-hmm. sure. I like Greg Giraldo and Nick DiPaolo, both of those.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. White meat or dark meat?
Again, women. I mean, come on.
We're trying to get a full perspective of the character here.
Well done, Bob Hope. This is great. You know what? If I eat chicken or I only eat legs.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know why.
Well, you know, everybody's got their thing.
Chicken legs and SpaghettiOs.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. What's your approach to writing a joke?
Usually, I think of a little idea, and then I just try to expand on that, and I try it out at an open mic, and usually it dies. But if it works, I add to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At what age did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
When I was 7 and my older brother lowered the boom. You seem to enjoy stuff like that. You should hear out how I learned about I got my birds and bees, you know, talk from him, not from my parents. So my birds and bees talk consisted of, "You come, you dumbass."
Was that more or less devastating than the news about Santa Claus?
Oh, boy. That's, wow. I don't know what to do with that. Because they're so, you know, intertwined. That's, I don't know. It's just, he really enjoyed explaining to me, because we'd always sleep at Grandma's house the night before Christmas. We snuck out and he showed me and proved to me that Santa doesn't exist.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Mommy, they call me names, they wouldn't let me play. I run home, sit and cry almost every day. Hey Jessica, you look like an alien. With green skin, you don't fit in this playpen. Oh, they pulled my hair, they took away my chair. I keep it in and pretend that I didn't care. Hey Jessica, you're so funny. You've got teeth just like Bugs Bunny. Oh, so you think you know me now. Have you forgotten how you would make me feel when you tear my spirit down? But thank you for the pain. It
Thank you so much for sticking around and listening with us today on the Crispman Show podcast. I want to thank our guests, Scott Crisp and David Jessup and Brian Rakestraw. If you ever see a microphone unattended, look out. They may shortly appear. You did hear some good music today. We had Georgia Ann Muldrow and Dombey and Jesse J. And we're going to leave you today with a little bit of New Genesis. My boys out of Los Angeles, I do love them. I will have more podcasts for you eventually. I'm Sarah Crisman. Thank you for listening.
Like a silly roller coaster, we up and down for the most part. We ain't getting nowhere, and our hearts seem so far. Like we stuck on a treadmill. I just wanna move forward. Tell me why we still stuck here. Tell me why it's getting boring.
The sun, the stars, the moon seems dimmer.
I just wanna move closer. I just wanna see clearer. Every time I wanna show you a little bit of emotion, I slowly move backwards. So help me understand, cause I don't understand what your heart is after. Yeah, I do what I gotta do. Do what I gotta do.
Do what I gotta do.
So restless, thinking about what you're thinking.